So far as anybody could tell at the time, Jesus died a failure. There was no way to put a positive spin on it. Arrested, betrayed by one friend, denied by another, and deserted by all the rest, he's publicly humiliated by the military, condemned on trumped-up charges, but no one will defend him. He's beaten, spat upon, and abused, and Amnesty International are nowhere to be found. The crowds turn against him and cry for blood, and he's dragged out of the city and publicly executed. Whatever hopes people had put in him were all dashed. A horrible, disillusioning failure. An older pastor friend of mine used to tell a story about when he was a young pastor with his L plates still on, and he went to a house where the husband had just died, and the newly widowed woman met him at the door and barked, "Don't you come giving me any of that preacher crap about he's better off now or he's gone to a better place or any of that stuff. He's gone and that's it." And he was. She knew. And she wasn't about to have it softened up by cheap talk. He was gone. No positive spin was going to change it. Failure is often something that no positive spin is going to change. That sinking emptiness in the pit of the stomach. Maybe when you look at the list of exam results and there's your name at the bottom and it's not alphabetical. Or the surgeon returning from theatre and pulling off the surgical mask to reveal an ashen expression that speaks without having to utter a word. No one needs to ask whether the operation was a success. Some of you have known the feeling of packing up your belongings from the house and moving into separate flats, not being able to work out who should take the wedding album because neither of you are ever going to look at it again because it's just too painful. Failure, defeat, the slide to the bottom. What do you do with it? Well, one response is cheap rationalisation. Preacher crap, as she called it. But there are other versions. There are more skilled rationalisations. It was a moral victory. Or there must be someone else to blame. It's the government's fault. Or it's a leftist plot. Or it was because my potty training was dysfunctional. This has been going on since Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed the snake, of course, but it's nothing new. So, what are we doing following Jesus? It doesn't matter how you look at it. The stories of Jesus are not success stories. The angels might sing at his birth of the King of the world who brings good news of salvation for all, but there's precious little on the scorecard after that. When he starts preaching, his own hometown write him off as too big for his boots. And when he won't shut up, they try and kill him. And he has to flee the town. His message is predominantly about God and how God relates to us, but he's sneeringly dismissed as a heretic by pretty much every religious leader or teacher in the land. Not really what you'd call a success. A lot of people like to hang around him and listen to his stories, but the only people that he could get to follow him were the people that no one else wanted anything to do with. People who couldn't get anyone else to be their friend. Prostitutes, pawnbrokers, people who smelled of old fish all the time. Yeah, Jesus was quite the social hit. And this mob that he got to follow him couldn't understand him and were always fighting among themselves and trying to get Jesus to do things their way. If you can't even get your closest friends to understand what you're on about, what hope have you got? And finally, when Jesus arrives in Jerusalem and it's really crunch time, what happens? He goes head to head with the religious leaders and the Roman authorities, and he loses big time. Within a week of arriving amidst a cheering crowd who thought he was about to overthrow the Romans, clean up the temple, and reign triumphant as king, he's gone. The crowds turn against him and cry for blood, playing into the hands of powerful enemies among the religious and political establishment, and he's lynched. By mid-afternoon, it is all over. He's been strung up and he's dead. We can all go back home. So much for the big picture, for God's plan, for the angel's message, for the hopes of Israel. God is not going to make the finals again this year. Death remains undefeated, omnipotent, along with taxes, the one thing that is certain and the only one that you can't avoid. Jesus hangs there as a symbol of the unavoidability of failure. A symbol of all the brick walls and dead ends and unfulfilled hopes and unkept promises that humanity endures. Death laughed as his tomb was sealed with the stone. And you can hear the widow's voice at the door. Don't come in here with any of that preacher crap. Don't mock this Friday tragedy with cheap platitudes and pious cliches. He's dead. Let's call a spade a spade. Defeat is defeat. Failure is failure. Death is death. God can pack up and go home now too. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And the whole story suddenly goes haywire. The stone has been rolled away. The body is gone. The angels are back. What is going on? A voice says he's risen. The Marys run from the cemetery terrified, unable to tell anybody anything that makes any sense. Emotions are all over the place. In fact, even years later, after plenty of time to get their stories together, the gospel writers still can't make enough sense of what happened to get a coherent account of it. Some say he first appeared to Mary, some to Peter. Some say he appeared in Jerusalem, some in Galilee. Some having come in through closed doors, others having barbecuing fish on the beach. When the whole world is turned on its head and everything is all over the place, you can't make much sense of it. But something has happened and nothing will ever be the same again. On Friday, the curtain in the temple was torn in two, opening the way into the Holy of Holies. But tonight, it's a whole lot more than a curtain. Tonight, the whole impenetrable brick wall of inevitable failure has cracked right open. And all the thousands of people who have bashed their heads hopelessly against that wall for generations have suddenly found a breach in the wall. And they're coming surging through it. And you and I, so drained by the horror and failure of it all as we stood around the cross on Friday, suddenly find that the story, far from being over, is only just beginning. And if we will follow Jesus through that wall and into the great unknown on the other side, the brick wall of failure need never be impenetrable again. Death, where is your sting? Failure, where is your victory now? Christ is risen. Everything is made new. Nothing is impossible anymore. People of God, followers of Jesus, rise up and live. Trample down the gates of failure with Jesus and live. Live to the glory of God.